This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
For you. I love that song, Pretty Woman. That's about 1962. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my partner and my buddy, my friend, Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us. Hey, already it's Tuesday, October the 27th. 1 week away, exactly, from the election. Are you getting nervous out there? Huh? We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Mike Gonzalez of the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk about the woke culture right now going on and identity politics. Identity politics facing us today, so stay tuned for that. And Donald Trump, he's going to be anywhere but the White House these next few days as he shoots about the country trying to prove the so-called experts wrong and capturing a second term. We're going to talk about that and more with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, His Eminence, Andrew Ceraci, a little later in the show. So please stay tuned for that. And by the way, did you watch 60 Minutes on Sunday this past weekend? Leslie Stahl tried to shoot down the idea that the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign, right? If you saw that. We're going to look at a report that says otherwise. So stay tuned for that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a good one. And I want to see how good Ed really is. Is he a comic book fan or whatever? The top 10 greatest superheroes. The greatest superheroes. Let's see who they are. So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barber Shop for the best haircut in Tampa Bay. You got to get over there. It's in Dunedin on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580 in the Overcash Plaza. But you got to call first, guys. Call 733-3773. 733-3773. And by the way, don't forget, before our show, Good Morning America. Start your day. Good morning, America. I always say that. Good morning, Clearwater. See, there was a show, for those of you that are old enough to remember, on ABC for years called Good Morning America, so it rolls out like that. But it's Good Morning, Clearwater. Paul and Tracy Allen will start off your day with the latest in news and entertainment and sports. Hey, by the way, they also are in the business of posters and flyers and banners. I got a beautiful banner hanging up right behind me here. I am telling you, they are great. So contact them for any of those things, for yourself or your business. Okay, well, President Trump embarking on a campaign swing through key battleground states. The November election, 1 week from today, my friends. And Joe Biden, he's even going to get out for a little bit of time. He will stump in Warm Springs, Georgia. That's where Franklin Roosevelt died, Warm Springs, Georgia. They only have 400 people there. So what the heck is he doing in Warm Springs, Georgia? Now, there's some great warm springs, and maybe at his age, he's going to step into them to try to get some of the aches and pains out. But with only 400 people there, although he would only have about 7 people there at his speech, but then he heads to Atlanta. He's going to have a drive-in event And in Atlanta, I guess the Democrats are big in the drive-in events. That means you get out of your car. When I think of a drive-in, I think of a movie. So I hope there's a double feature. Attack of the Ant-Man was a good movie for a drive-in. So if you have a, I would do Biden first, then do Attack of the Ant-Man.
Well, having the cars there makes it look, the perception that it's more people there than
Yeah, it's a car's, car's bigger than a human, isn't it? Yeah.
Takes a look. Look at all these cars that came out.
I know. And you know, and you can sit in there and you can have your popcorn. I guess you can just bring a lunch and listen to them. And needless to say, when you're sitting in your car, you can fall asleep and you won't be embarrassed about it when Biden is delivering his speech. So anyway, he'll be in Georgia. By the way, Georgia's not backed a Democrat since 1992 for president. What is that, 28 years? So, and that goes back to Bill Clinton beating George H.W. Bush. But they seem to think Biden's got a shot in the Peach State, so there he is. Biden's campaign said last week he was going to campaign aggressively in the final 11 days. But in the meantime, Trump is going to be all over the place. You know, he's planning on doing at least four in one day. He's slated to leave Washington for Michigan in the early afternoon today for a campaign rally in Lansing. That should be fun. That's where Governor Whitmer is from. He and Whitmer have been having a nice conversation recently. And, well, anyway, you can see what's going on. We are running around all over the place. And we've got a huge turnout already of how many people have voted. We may have more people that will have voted before Tuesday than we've ever had. Many Americans voting early in the campaign amid concerns of, you know, the virus and also the how long it'll take if you mail in your ballot to get there. Make sure it's counted. More than 59 million total ballots were cast as of yesterday morning, which suggests a record turnout. Last year, there were 47 million early votes cast. So we're already at 59 million. So that shows you. It's going to be a lot of people that will have voted before Tuesday. Now, the number of ballots cast so far represent about 43% of the total turnout 4 years ago. So, now, are they excited because Biden has a chance to knock Trump off and that's what they're hoping for? Or are they excited that they can prove the media and Hollywood wrong? And the pundits and the polls. Maybe they're excited about that, too.
There's a record number of people that are mailing theirs in because they don't want to wait in line and they don't want to get COVID.
You
got to remember now, the lines are going to be six times as long because there's a six-foot rule. You know?
True.
So the lines are going to be six times as long. And I think a record amount of, let's see when it's done because I think the walk-ups are going to be way down. And that will balance out the ones that are mailed in early because they didn't want to wait in line and they want a chance to get infected.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Now, they also say that more Democrats vote early.
Well, they're saying, yeah, these are the people that are voting early. They're all voting for Biden.
Well,
they're coming out early.
Not that they're all voting for Biden, but supposedly the saying goes that Democrats vote early when they have an opportunity. I mean, it's been that way even before. And Republicans tend to go to the polls. They tend to make sure. Whether or not the Republicans have always thought that it was safer to go to the polls or what. Now, Ed, for instance, are you going to go to the poll or are you going to vote early? You are going to go to the poll.
Yeah.
Okay. And you live in Dunedin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is interesting. Now, why would you not want to mail in your ballot? Because we can do so here in Florida.
I've always gone, I don't trust the mail, for one thing.
And that's the way you've always felt, not just this year.
Yeah, not just this year. I've always walked up.
Okay.
Granted, the line's going to be a little longer, but I mean, if you find a certain time of the day where it's not too bad?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take our little break, and when we come back, Mike Gonzalez is going to join us. We're going to talk about the woke culture and identity politics.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Tuesday, exactly 1 week before the famous or infamous November 3rd election. But we're delighted to have back Mike Gonzalez, who is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's out with a book, by the way, The Plot to Change America. And we're actually going to talk about the topic. Woke politics, woke culture, and identity politics. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on, and a big hello to all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Mike, this book is very timely. Woke politics, identity politics. We hear these terms now. There's pressure for certain groups to think a certain way. This is getting scary, and I guess your book talks a little bit about that. But you do mention, this is rather interesting, you say that identity politics relies on the creation of groups and then on giving people incentives to adhere to them. Tell us a little bit about that thinking.
Yeah, thanks a lot for bringing that up. Yeah, what I try to do is lift the veil, try to make people understand how we got here. Why we have these groups. They didn't come, it was not automatic, it was not organic, it was all very synthetically done, very forced by elites. And I want for people to understand what happened and who did it, and especially why. And what I'm talking about is the creation of all groups, right? Identity politics depends on categories like Hispanics or Asian Americans, or anything that anything that has to do with sex or race or ethnicity or gender, anything that confers a degree of supposed victimhood on a member of a group, then it nurses the grievances of these victims. And that grievance, there's two things that happen, right? One of them is that it puts victimhood on a hamster wheel, but the hamster never tires. If people derive this sense of dignity and their claims on attention, and especially the claims on rewards and compensatory justice on the degree of victimhood, they have zero incentive to ever get rid of their victimhood. But the second thing it does, and this is the most important thing as far as society is concerned, is that it's what it's meant to do by the people, by the engineers, or the architects of this, is fuel a desire to change society, to change America, thus the title of my book, The Plot to Change America. It is not as though there are meetings in basements in Madison, Wisconsin, or Cambridge, Massachusetts, every Thursday night with the Illuminati go. No, it is a plot in that it is geared, the whole philosophy of this is geared to transform America away from what the founders intended, what America has always been, which is a place really committed to liberty, you know, inordinately committed to liberty, in which has produced a great deal of prosperity, so much so that 100 million people have immigrated here since 1850, and there's still a long line out the door of people from all walks of life, all countries, waiting to get in, and nobody waiting to get out. That is what they want to change.
Right. I mean, so you're saying it really is a plot. Now, I look at it like it's the socialists' plot. Is that what you mean, the socialist plot to change us from a capitalist free market society? Is that what it's really you're saying?
Yeah, no, they do. So they do share the idea that it's that a centrally planned economy, it's better than allowing people to individuals to act on, to have individual agency and to have the freedom to trade and to make economic decisions. They think that the central planning is more rational, and that is socialism. That having the government make the decisions. They all share this. You know, the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, organizations rather, not the idea, right? The concept. Nobody has any problem. Everybody adheres to the fact that Black Lives Matter. We, you know, of course, we're all children of God. We all matter, especially our African American compatriots. But the organizations, the leaders, are committed Marxists. They believe in all this. They believe that capitalism must be done away with. And Paul, so capitalism is actually kind of a Marxist word. All it means is that I'm holding in my hand a coffee cup, right? I bought this coffee cup with my exertions, with the sweat of my brow. You want to buy this coffee cup. We both agree on a price, and we both walk away happy. That is all capitalism is. It's another word for freedom. That is what bothers them and what they want to do away with.
Right. I mean, we've got two things going on here now. We talk about identity politics and forcing people, I guess, to adhere to a certain, train of thought. Then you got the woke culture. The woke culture. That's like, okay, I'm hip. This is really what it's all about. We now, you know, I always think of the woke culture as we white people basically should be guilty for what we did to minorities over the eons or, you know, generations. Would you kind of describe to me, Mike, what you would say? How would you define woke culture?
Yeah, you pretty much got it. I mean, that's it. It's being awake to the suffering of the victims. Because all of society, seen through this prism, all of society is just it's just power politics, group politics, victims and oppressors. And being woke to the suffering of the victims is what woke is. But what it does is it hijacks one of our best impulses, right? One of the best impulses we have as human beings is to be compassionate. We naturally, especially Americans, root for the underdog. In Judeo-Christian thought, it's about rooting for the underdog. What this ideology does is it hijacks that so that you cannot criticize it. But what it seeks, as we discussed a minute ago, is central planning. It's doing away with the love of liberty that Americans naturally have. That is its role. But it does this, but then it very subversively tries to reach that goal by hijacking our compassionate impulse and say no. And they literally say this: capitalism creates victims. Capitalism relies on victims. Capitalism, you have to have a proletariat and a working class to oppress. So we have to get rid of capitalism if you really care about the victims. And if you criticize this, you're a white supremacist. Because, they use these terms in incredibly, you know, they change the meaning of things. Oftentimes, most of the time, when they say white supremacist, they don't mean the rancid minds at the KKK or the American Nazi Party or David Duke or anything like that. They mean just John Locke. They mean the Enlightenment. They mean Thomas Jefferson. They mean you. They mean me. They mean, you know, it's
right.
So they use these terms to hide the real meaning.
Very interesting point. We're talking with Mike Gonzalez. He has written a book called The Plot to Change America. We recommend it. It talks a little bit about the identity politics that we are now experiencing, along with the woke generation and all of the myths that perpetuate all of these things. Now, Mike, you touched on Marxism. And, you know, when a person says, okay, why is there anybody that wants to change the capitalistic free market society that has made our country so successful? I mean, if you go back to the history of our country, you would agree that, our founders wanted to get away from any kind of a king making decrees. They had experienced it. They knew what it was like, and their earlier generations had, at least. And so they wanted to completely, you know, get the idea of, let's get the people really, really, really into running our country. So they come up with the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. But, you know, every movement, if you go to any of these countries that have a revolution, it's always the people on the outside thinking that they don't have what other people on the inside do, right? The Russian Revolution, the French Revolution, you name the revolution. In our case, it wasn't the people on the outside, you know, revolting necessarily because they weren't getting their fair share. It's just that they wanted freedom. There was a little bit of a difference, and ours is the one that has lasted. I just wanted to make that point, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, yes, you have a point. The American Revolution is completely unlike the French Revolution, which almost coincided at the same time, right? It was like 12 years apart. But our revolution was informed by the Scottish and the Anglo-Scottish Enlightenment. The French Revolution is really more informed by the Continental Enlightenment, which is atheist. And that is a very big difference. As to why the Marxists hate capitalism and freedom, they really have a psychological problem with individual private property. They hate it because they think individual private property leads to inequality, which in a sense it does, right? Madison in Federalist Number 10 says men naturally have a diversity of faculties. And a diversity of faculties, goes on to say, will result in a diversity of things they own, of diversity of wealth, which is true. They say, well, this freedom produces this inequality. What they fail to mention is that everybody has access, everybody can succeed, which by the way, they admit that it is very possible, and in fact, individual success is obtainable in America. They just don't want individual success because that fails to change the system. What they also fail to mention is that even though inequality results from freedom, the ones who are, you know, who have less, have a lot more than they would have under communism. Communism and socialism has a perfect record of failure. It has failed in Asia, failed in Europe, failed in Latin America, failed in Africa. It just has never succeeded. It's always ended in tears. So they failed to mention that, the fact that, yes, we do have inequality in America, but the people who have less have a lot more than people, for example, in Cuba or in other communist countries.
Of course, yes. But power. How much, Karl Marx, Lenin, Castro, Stalin, how much of what they were trying to do was because they really thought it would help people, and how much was it, I want to be at the top, and I'm driven for power, you know?
Yeah, the will to power is something, I guess is a phrase from Nietzsche, but really embodied by somebody like Lenin or Mao, right, or Castro, that yeah, once they get power, they feel that they're anointed, and they feel that they have to, I mean, it is...
But is it the quest? Is it initially a quest for power that, say, Fidel Castro comes in, you know, and turns things over in Cuba, or Lenin, you know, comes back to Russia? And
well, rather than delve into what makes them act, into their intentions, which we don't know, right?
Right.
Well, you and I don't have divine power.
True.
We cannot look into their hearts and souls.
Well, I thought you could, Mike. That's why I asked you.
No, I think you could a lot more than me, Paul.
Okay, go ahead.
But I think we should look at the results. The results are what you say. The result is tyranny. The result is poverty. The result is having to erect walls so people don't escape. That is always the result. So whatever their intentions, the result always is people, families torn up, people shot in a firing squad, dispossessed, you take your property away. And that happens across the board, everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, Mike, it's been a very good interview with you. Tell us, how can people get your new book, The Plot to Change America?
Well, it's selling well on Amazon. You can go to heritage.org/theplot. You can go to your bookstore and ask for it. But Amazon, you know, people say, well, don't plug Amazon. But, you know, Amazon is a very fast, rapid way of getting my book. It is selling relatively well, which pleases me because I want The Plot to Change America to sell well because I think the ideas in it are important. I'm not happy about why. The reason why it is selling well is because of Kenosha in Seattle and Portland and Chicago and all the problems that we're seeing in America in 2020. What I discuss in my book has come to fruition in this summer of hatred that we have had.
Indeed, Mike. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. The Plot to Change America. I know we'll be talking again.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right.
Bye.
Mike Gonzalez, Heritage Foundation, going to take our break. When we come back, Donald Trump's all over the place. We're going to talk with the proprietor of the barber pole about it and more, Andrew Ceraci.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
We are back. And as Donald Trump runs all over the country, and we got Andrew the Master Barber, who's been running around in Pinellas County waving signs and voting. And how you doing, Andrew?
Paul, I'm doing great. Paul, I wish I had the energy Trump's got, but it caught up with me yesterday. I had to take a nap when I got home.
Nobody's got the energy that Trump has. I'm beginning to think not even a 10-year-old. I mean, this guy is amazing. I think he lives for the I don't know what you would call it, for the live, you know, feedback.
He loves it.
He loves the feedback. He loves the feedback. I think it makes him feel more comfortable with himself as well. I think there's really, I'm not kidding.
The guy's doing a great job, man. He loves it.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm going back and forth, Andrew. I got to tell you, we got 1 week from today. And by the way, we just got Amy Coney Barrett on the court, much to the chagrin of the Democrats. Look at
You know how long it took for him to swear her in once she got voted in, huh?
Golly, that was quick.
Within an hour.
I think they were fitting her for the gown and the whole bit while they were doing the swearing-in ceremony and running her up and Judge Clarence Thomas administering the oath and the whole bit, and she'll be on the court. And by the way, there are going to be a lot of cases, involving Donald Trump himself and mail-in voting that are going to be coming up. And we may even possibly have the Supreme Court having to make decisions on vote counting. You remember 2000 here in Florida?
You know what? I could tell you. Yesterday, seeing the people, talking with the people, I was almost getting thrown out of there, you know, because, you know me, I was getting everybody going. There was a line of a couple hundred people kept walking by. And I was telling the people, anybody can find where Biden's hiding in the last 9 days, man, let me know. We got $500, whoever could find him. And people were looking. And you could tell the reactions. I'm saying it's two-thirds Trump, one-third Biden, man.
Wow.
The people.
Wow.
Yeah, no question.
Wow. You know, you should have brought your sisters with you. You could have made some money cutting hair, now that I think about it. So,
Paul, I like the politicking. You know that.
I know you do. Yeah, you're really into it. So you do have a sense, at least from where you were, that because, you know, Pinellas County is kind of a weather vane of the rest of the country. So is the corridor, as we call it here. It's
Interstate 4
corridor.
Go ahead. The people weren't lining up as long as they were to vote for Biden yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I could tell you that. The people that are there voting, man, they want this country and they want it back. Believe me.
So
I can tell.
Mm-hmm. I just want to, just for a moment, stay with the selection of Amy Coney Barrett. Harry Reid, you know, much now to his, I guess, regret, eliminated the 60-vote threshold. And this was back in 2013 because he was getting upset with the way certain judges were not getting on the court. So
that was Sotomayor. Wasn't
I think it might have been Sotomayor. You're right, and so they get to just a simple majority, much to the chagrin of the Democrats. And McConnell warned them. He said, "This you'll regret this, and you may regret it a lot sooner than you think." And that's McConnell in 2013. Well, they are regretting it. We've got 6 of the 9 judges supposedly conservative, although one of them, the Chief Justice himself, kind of swings back and forth. But even then, he can side with the liberals. It's still 5-4 for the conservatives.
You know, Paul, I think it's Thomas's court now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To be honest with you, I think it's Judge Thomas's court. You notice who swore her in last night, don't you?
She did. And guess who was running the Senate Judiciary Committee when Thomas himself was selected? Do you know who it was?
No, I don't.
It was Joe Biden.
No, isn't that beautiful?
Joe Biden was heading the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you remember, or you might not, but there was that woman, Anita Hill, that came in that had worked for Clarence Thomas.
Oh, I remember something.
You remember
about that?
Yeah,
she was trying to accuse him.
She was accusing him of sexual innuendo kinds of things.
Yeah, but they always do that.
And yet she continued to work for him and followed him from one job to another. It was really very interesting. But it was Joe Biden. Just a little bit of history. Joe Biden has been around so long. He shook hands with George Washington on his way out. Did you know that?
I wouldn't doubt. He probably lied to him, too. But, Paul, the enthusiasm, I believe, is in Trump. Listen, as hard as the man is working versus the man that's working to try and get his job, there's no comparison, Paul. The effort that Donald Trump was putting into it, I don't believe there's any way he can lose. He's motivating the people. What is Biden motivated? Put your mask on. Donald Trump is bad. Put your mask on. COVID, put your mask on. Donald Trump is bad. Paul, you aren't going to win an election on that, Paul.
Right. And, you know, he manages Biden to continue to sort of evade questioning.
And he hasn't answered a question since he's been there.
And the media allows it. And they don't call him on it. And, of course, we know that they don't want to ask certain questions. and they haven't been asking certain questions, or they'll just touch lightly on it, like Hunter Biden. And even the questions about what do you mean you're going to pack the court, which is, you know, increase the number of judges. What's going on with that?
You know, Paul, tonight you've got on the World Series at 8 o'clock and Tucker Carlson at 8 o'clock. But I'm going to have to watch Tucker Carlson here for a while because he's got that Bobulinski guy on that he's interviewing about everything that Hunter Biden and his father have done. Okay, that the news isn't talking about, that they completely blacked out on social media. Can you imagine if that was Donald Trump Jr. did what he did and Donald Trump was taking that money, what would happen?
It would be on the cover of every newspaper.
That's right. This is why tonight I got to put the World Series off for a while, because I believe this is more important to hear than that is. I'll switch to the game when he's over.
Right. The reason Andrew's talking about it is because our beloved Tampa Bay Rays are in the World Series against the Dodgers. But, yes, I did hear about Tucker Carlson, which is, I think, 8 to 9 Eastern time, right? That it'll be
that's
on.
That's it. Same time the series go on. So, but I'm going to have to watch him for that hour.
You notice how the media is ignoring Bobulinski?
Nothing, Paul. Nothing. Just like that woman that accuses Biden of sexual harassment. But you hear nothing.
Right.
Paul, they cover up everything. Trump was always right when he says the fake news. It's like I say, they don't announce the news. They announce their views. And they hide anything they don't want the people to know. Because let me tell you, if the media put on what Biden and his son has been doing and all these corrupt FBI agents with the Russian gate, people, they would be at war against the Washington that was doing this. Believe me.
Joe Biden recently slammed the report of his son Hunter's overseas business. He called it a smear campaign. He didn't say those emails are phony. He didn't say that.
No.
He called it a smear campaign. Well, you can say that doesn't mean that someone might be trying to make him look bad, but that doesn't mean that they got the facts and that he
That's
really
right.
should look bad, right?
That's right, Paul. It's like I said, they make the mafia look like Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
And it's going to go down. It's all going to fall in their face, Paul. And you know what? Once Trump is reelected, they're all going to go down, believe me.
Yeah. So we got 1 week left. Do you think the polls are going to get a little tighter?
No. I think the polls are just going to keep going the way that they're saying to keep people, try and keep people home. But the fact of the matter is that Trump's going to win this election, man.
Yeah. I have a theory about the polls, and let me see what you think about it. These days, we are using cell phones so much more than we're using landline phones. And number two, we have ways now of monitoring calls that come in before we answer the phone in ways that we did not have before. So therefore, when they conduct these surveys, which they, I think, virtually have to do it on a phone, you know, they have to do it with a phone, they're not getting a real slice of Americana. Do you know what I mean? They may be getting only a certain segment that think a certain way.
Because no, that's true. They're calling the home phone numbers, you know. They're calling probably old staunch Democrats from the 60s because they don't have cell phones.
Maybe that's it. But really, I'm wondering if they're really getting an honest taste.
No, Paul, look at Even the last election, okay, that was a close race. And the polls had Hillary Clinton how many points ahead of Trump of winning the election? I think they're a bunch of baloney, Paul.
We're talking with Andrew the Master Barber. By the way,
you know,
go ahead.
I know people that have got polled that are Republicans said they were voting for Biden just to mess with them.
But, you know, if somebody called me, Andrew, I would tell them I was voting for Trump.
No, I would too.
I wouldn't be afraid of what...
No.
They thought. If they asked me who am I voting for, I'd say Trump.
Well,
so
no,
I don't know that many people are lying about it. I think that many people are ducking it. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Well, I would answer Trump in a minute. You know that.
I think most people would. I think most people would be honest. I think a Trump supporter would say, I'm going to go with Trump. So I'm not sure about that. Oh, you know, everybody that's, you know, saying they're voting for.
Oh, listen, it's like they said. Oh, the Democrats got their mail-in votes ahead of time. You know what? They don't know who that Democrat voted for. I think half of those Democrats are voting for Trump.
So, Andrew, I'm going to go back to how many states is Biden going to win? You don't even think he's going to win California, correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is he going to win New York?
You know, I'm beginning to believe that might be a toss-up.
No kidding.
People are fed up, Paul.
Yeah.
People are fed up. Those are too hard. I know he'll get Massachusetts.
Oh, okay, you're
going to make sure. New England states, you know.
What about Delaware, his own state?
Oh, well, I don't know. But if they don't go for him, that would really be a trip, wouldn't it?
I think it would be.
There should be a shoo-in, but, boy, if that doesn't go, then you know the party's
over.
Oh,
my goodness. So, Andrew, as we close out here, are you going to be out on the street with your signs or anything? What's going on with your schedule?
Well,
now?
I'll be out there with all the free time that I get, Paul, which isn't too much right now. Yeah. But probably Friday or Saturday, I'll be out there doing something.
I know you will. And Tuesday, a week from today, you and I are going to be over at the North Pinellas Republican Club.
You got it. We're going to start the celebration party early.
All right. Please give me your blessing on the way out.
And may Donald Trump be with you and all the people, Paul.
Okay.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You, Master Barber.
You take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Andrew, the Master Barber. All right. Going to take our final break. You know, 60 Minutes? This past Sunday, Leslie Stahl trying to shoot down the idea that the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign. We're going to look at a report that says otherwise.
You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're going.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest-running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back here on Freedom Works for the final segment. By the way, we are here for you every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. But if you cannot listen to us live, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to us via our podcast. Just go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, ourfreedomworks.com. At the top, you'll see the podcast button. And you can go back, listen to any of the shows, starting with the newest one, all the way back, ourfreedomworks.com. Well, I don't know if you watch 60 Minutes very much, but you may have heard Leslie Stahl did an interview with Donald Trump. And it almost became a comic routine when they started talking about Trump brought up, which was the spying on his campaign. He said it's the biggest scandal. He said the second biggest scandal. Actually, he said the biggest scandal was spying on his campaign. Then there was a little bit of Abbott and Costello going on. Trump says they spied on my campaign. And then Leslie Stahl says, but there's no evidence. And then Trump says, of course there is. And Stahl says, no. And then he says, it's all over the place, Leslie. And they went back and forth. But the Federalist mentions that it's flabbergasting that Stahl did not know that the Department of Justice's Office of Inspector General verified that the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign. Nearly a year ago, the 478-page report issued by Horowitz verified the spying. So it exposed substantial abuse. Remember the whole bit with Carter Page, the campaign advisor to Donald Trump, and all the spying that was going on? Where does Leslie Stahl come off saying something like that on 60 Minutes? Now, Trump, to his credit, filmed or taped the entire interview. Now, you only get to see the edited interview on 60 Minutes. Of course, it's going to make Leslie Stahl look good and Trump look bad, right? So you can see, because Trump has the whole thing, how it all led up to his finally just, you know, having enough at the end. It's very, very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I saw that version.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it was released before 60 Minutes aired.
Correct.
That's what they were pissed off about.
But what'd you think about the way Leslie Stahl handled
it? Typical. He kept saying there's evidence. No, there's not. There's evidence. No, there's not. We only report on credible.
Wasn't that funny?
Yeah. We only report on credible evidence. He kept saying
right.
There is evidence.
And yet they were reporting about, Trump's involvement with Russia, where there was no evidence
right. All
those years. All right, Ed, before we get to the top 10, by the way, we have a good one. I want to see if you know who the top superhero is. But we got our beloved Tampa Bay Rays back again. They're down 3-2 to the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm kind of worried, Ed, this game tonight is critical, of course, because, you know, who we got pitching for the Rays tonight?
Tonight it's going to be Blake Snell.
You like him?
Yeah, I think probably because they won the game that he started. So, you know, they lost, they won, they lost, they won, they lost. So hopefully, you know, they found two other ways to beat him. You know, hopefully this will be another way and force it into a game 7.
I'm kind of impressed with the Dodgers, the way that they come at you. They're very good also, apparently, from what I understand. They don't swing it much outside the strike zone. Have you noticed that? They talk about how they're very disciplined hitters.
Discipline is the word I'd use. And that's one thing I think in the offseason when it happens, the Rays need to get a hitting coach because their hitting is just awful. I mean, you got Adames, our shortstop, great defense, but just can't hit. You know, the guys like that are hurting the team. Kevin Kiermaier comes up with a hit here and there, but it's more here and there than now. So,
who's the guy that's been really coming through for us with the
band? Rosarena.
Rosarena. Oh, that guy is, if he's not a superstar now, he's
he
going
will
to
be.
He's amazing.
He'll have more than $90,000 in his bank, I can tell you
yes.
that.
But this is a credit to the general manager and the whole system of the Rays organization.
When you talk about how great the Dodgers are, that's because their payroll is $200 million against the Rays, $60
million. I mean, you got to love the Rays. Yeah, they have no names there. Yeah. I didn't know who they were.
I've deemed them the minimum wage boys.
That's good. I like it. The minimum wage boys. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Very good. And by the way, what time is the game? 8 o'clock Eastern?
First pitch is 8:07.
8:07. Yeah. What channel?
You will find that on Fox, yes.
Fox, okay.
I believe it is Fox. I'll know
I
by
think
you.
It is Fox, actually.
Yeah, Fox has got the World Series. Yeah,
I'm sure it's Fox. Okay. Time for you to get over on the drums, Ed. We have a good one, I think. When I was a kid, you know, with comic books and the like, so you developed, I guess, an interest in a particular superhero. There were so many going on. But these are the top 10 greatest superheroes. WatchMojo.com came up with it, okay?
Now, would this be print or movie?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what? It just says the 10 greatest superheroes. It would include both.
Okay. All right.
Let's go with that. All right. So here we go. Number 10. Did you drop the sticks?
Yeah, I did. Actually, all right, good eye there. You saw it drop.
Did you ever hear of the Green Lantern?
Yes.
Alan Scott, the first Green Lantern. 1940s, he made his appearance. Then they had a second Green Lantern who arrived in 1959 named Hal. Like a computer, maybe. Number 9. Thor. You know Thor?
Yes.
Debuting in 1962, the hammer-wielding royal immortal took it upon himself to defend the Earth from such threats as his evil half-brother, Loki. Sounds like a car dealership. All right, number eight. Wonder Woman. Well, we've all heard of Wonder Woman, right? Mm-hmm. The feminist icon. She's been around since 1941. Number seven. You ever heard of Captain America?
Yes.
He's been around since World War II.
Now, these have all come back into movies today.
Yes, they have. You are correct, sir. Yeah. Captain America, Steve Rogers, a soldier during World War II, enhanced with super soldier serum. Try to say that about 9 or 10 times. All right, number six, Iron Man. You know Iron Man.
Iron Man, yeah.
Big guy.
You ever seen the movies?
Yeah.
The three of them with...
Boy, he's made a ton, that actor.
Yes.
Downey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., yeah. Billionaire playboy... Made his debut in, believe it or not, 1963. All right, number five, The Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into The Hulk.
Yeah, it was a little cheesy. The television series? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a television series. Big green monster, right?
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, good old Lou Ferrigno. You're right, the weightlifter. Number four.
Yeah, he was deaf.
And that caused a little bit of a speech impediment. Yep. Yeah. I always liked Lou Ferrigno. Okay, number four, Wolverine. You know him?
I don't know.
He's with the that group, but he's got the long fingernails whatever. That guy, you know, he'll slice you to pieces. All right, number three, Spider-Man. I thought Spider-Man could have been number one. Remember the series of movies they made about him?
I got my one and two now, I think.
Okay, you do.
I just got to figure out which one's going to be first.
Okay, yeah. But Spider-Man debuted in 1962. The thing about Spider-Man made him so popular is the kid was, you know, real.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had issues.
Right.
Okay. I wonder if I should now ask you.
I'll go with number two first. I'm going to say... I got to pick one here.
See, I know who Ed thinks it is between the two. So that's why we're going to have him pick number two.
I'm going to go number two, going to go with Batman.
Okay, roll the drum. Batman! Batman! Did you know he came out in 1939? His parents were killed by this guy, and that made him turn into the Batman.
The Joker.
And the Joker. All right. All right, Ed. Let's find out. Who do you think's number
one? I'm going to go with...
Come on, don't waste my time.
Superman.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it really was a bird. No, it's Superman. You are right. The real name, what was his real name, Ed? Do you know? It was Kal-El, because he came from another
Kal-El,
planet.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Did you know he started in 1933?
No, I wasn't there for that, but you were.
Oh, I shouldn't have kept him going. Well, whenever I think of the Incredible Hulk, I think of you, Ed.
And he wasn't Superman, he was Clark Kent.
He was Clark Kent. And I thought the movie, that guy that played him in the movie was just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
God rest his soul. All right, thanks so much. We will be back on Friday. Remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. First day on the job at the U.S. Supreme Court for Amy Coney Barrett. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
After taking the second oath required of judges, Barrett will become the first high court justice to assume office so close to a presidential election. There are issues before the court tied to the election, and also the Affordable Care Act, which is on the agenda November 10th. The justices are meeting remotely by phone because of the pandemic.
Barrett takes the court in a more conservative direction. Legal scholar Kim Whaley says Joe Biden's call for a commission to look at court reforms and perhaps adding high court justices warrants attention.
This is a we the people moment to protect the integrity of the court. We have to get back to a situation where the courts don't seem like just another political strong arm.
In a 5-3 ruling, the Supreme Court blocked an effort in Wisconsin to get mail-in votes counted up to 6 days after Election Day. Daniel Lipman of Politico.
Brett Kavanaugh laid out a scenario where if Wisconsin and other states are counting ballots after Election Day, that could lead to suspicions of impropriety, although liberals on the court say that's ridiculous.
Early votes keep pouring in at a record pace. CBS News campaign reporter Kara Corti.
Republicans are outpacing Democrats in in-person early voting in battleground states like Colorado, Florida, and Nevada. However, in North Carolina, Democrats are edging out Republicans.
A federal judge today denied President Trump's request that the U.S. replace him as the defendant in a rape accuser's defamation lawsuit. With hospitalization rates rising in states hit hard by the coronavirus, temporary facilities are being set up in some places. In Madison, Wisconsin, Dr. Jeff Potthoff says,
it's not getting better. It's getting a little bit worse. The ice is so thin right now as we try to do everything we can, get as creative as we can to take care of all the patients that need our services.
Well, CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us there was unrest and violence in Philadelphia after the fatal police shooting of a black man on a city street.
Police say they received a call about a man with a knife. Officers arrive and confront 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. with guns drawn. Police order Wallace to drop the weapon, but he continues walking towards them. Police then open fire. Wallace's mother rushes to her son, along with multiple witnesses.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Checking Wall Street right now, it is a split decision. The Dow is down 116, and the NASDAQ is higher by 55 points. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
I'm Mike Twitty, your Pinellas County property appraiser. As a lifelong resident of Pinellas County, I know what a special place our home is. I have over 30 years of experience valuing properties throughout our county, which is critical when responsible for valuing every property in the county each and every year. I take this responsibility seriously, and it's been my honor and privilege to serve as your property appraiser to deliver fair and equitable valuations. Our team of skilled professionals has been busy working to create innovative new online tools to help property owners understand how to take advantage of all the property tax exemptions they are entitled to, all while being mindful of the bottom line, saving over $1.5 million from our budget. We are working hard to serve all the residents of Pinellas County with transparent and accurate data-driven results, as well as exceptional customer service. As Pinellas County Property Appraiser, I will never give up the fight to protect our tax dollars and stand up for local homeowners and businesses. I would be honored to have your vote. Paid political advertisement paid for by in-kind by Terry Sofantinos. Approved by Mike Twitty, Republican for Pinellas County Property Appraiser.
Hello there, Tampa Bay. This is former NFL and college football coach Jimmy Johnson. Listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can sure use the attention.
And this is former Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. I also hope you listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can darn sure use the money.
Hi there. This is marine wildlife artist and conservationist Dr. Guy Harvey. Please listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They need to feel worthy.
Don't miss the Craft Beer Hour every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. We'll bring you up to speed on craft beer events and festivals, local breweries, and interview the brains behind the brews. So grab a pint and listen to the Craft Beer Hour every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network and visit the website, thecraftbeerhour.com.
Initialize sequence.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox.
I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo.
I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick.
John Schneider. You're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connect.